The Dublin Rape Crisis Centre says it's concerned about where younger people are learning about romantic and sexual relationships. It's after new figures revealed how 3 in 10 of those aged between 18 and 24 reported experiencing sexual violence in the last year. And Gabby, we touched on some of these numbers last night, which were published in April. More detailed figures again today from the CSO. What are the main points out of the report today?
Yeah, and these are really quite harrowing when you actually sit down and read through them. This is the CSO sexual violence survey. And as you mentioned there, 30% of 18 to 24-year-olds reported the highest level of sexual violence in the last year. And the CSO findings show that 30% of those, of that 18% reported that sexual violence was by a non-partner. The findings show that single adults were 33% more likely to have experienced sexual violence compared to 22% of those who were married. 30% of disabled people experienced sexual violence in adulthood compared to non-disabled people at 25%. And I think 1 in 10 people who experienced sexual violence as an adult experienced it in the last 12 months. Really quite harrowing statistics that shine a light on, I think, a part of life that's frequently, you know, forgotten in the dark. A lot of these crimes obviously go underreported and unreported. So it's very difficult to actually have those statistics. But, you know, they were discussed in the Dáil yesterday. And I think the government, especially Helen McEntee, who's currently on maternity leave, the Minister for Justice, but she's coming back in the next couple of weeks. You know, she's very much so made this zero tolerance of domestic and gender-based violence. That's been a very much a key part of her time as Minister for Justice. You know, she's trying to put in, we often talk about those refuge spaces that we're so far behind of when you look at the Istanbul Convention. And she's very much so pushing for more of those. And I think she's going to, once she comes back to work in a couple of weeks, she's going to be under pressure to deliver on that front.
But in spite of the awareness campaigns we have seen in recent months, the figure which does jump out, 30% of 18 to 24-year-olds reporting a high level of sexual violence in the last year. And Lorraine Clifford-Lee, it's a question we touched upon last night as well, but is it worrying perhaps about the generation that's coming up?
Yeah, I'm very, very concerned reading those figures. There's some stark figures there, and I think it'll take a couple of days or even a couple of weeks for us all to process what they actually mean and how we're going to tackle them. But that figure is really, really stark. And I think it shows that a lot of our young people are getting their education through porn and the violence and the various non-healthy sexual practices that are shown there within porn. Like, that's where they're learning, because we're failing them within the education system and within society.
20 years of policy in this area is what some of the groups say, such as the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre, and yet no improvement. Is that good enough?
Well, we have to update our education system to reflect modern society. And young people are accessing, through having smartphones, material that is really not suitable at a very young age. And that's reality, and we need to face up to it. And I'm a mother of young children. They're a bit too young to have their own smartphones at the moment, but that's coming down the line, and it's something that I'll have to face, and how I as a parent, and there are lots of other parents, how are we empowered to talk with our young
Gary
people
Gannon.
About consent?
Yeah, I think this is a problem that's insidious throughout our society. Where I'd like to see a combat initially is in schools. I think we need intensive RSA programs that teach issues of consent, what constitutes appropriate behaviour, calling out and challenging that kind of locker room banter is from an early age. But actually, we also need to accept that this is a problem endemic throughout our society. If you think about the Waking the Feminist movement in the arts a couple of years ago, stepped forward, bravely told about their experience, women of honour in the armed forces. This is an institutionalised within our own state. And if we don't see it as something endemic and challenge it on every front. And I know Minister McEntee, for example, wanted every department to come up with a sexual violence plan and deliver that. I don't think every department has yet. I don't think the Department of Education, for me, most importantly, has delivered theirs. I would like to see intensive RSE programmes. We have made strides, but it needs to be compulsory in every school that's in receipt of state funding. There could be no room
for... Do you think that this has been taken seriously enough at a governmental level? You heard Gabby mention Helen McEntee's work in this area. You heard the government representative Lorraine Clifford-Lee saying work is ongoing as well. Do you think this has been taken seriously enough?
I don't doubt for a second this has been taken seriously by people like Minister McEntee, for example. But I think as a society, as all of us involved in politics, we need to be able to confront this, working collectively. I don't think it's been taken seriously when every year, for example, we have a bishops' conference who bring forward a what we can teach about sex in our schools, for example. That's not taken as seriously. That should never again happen in Irish society. And yet annually, we have schools who, depending on their ethos, will or will not teach about RSE in their classrooms.
Briefly, I want to...
I also say, like, we have to have some honest discussions as a society. And I think, you know, the past couple of weeks, we've been talking about domestic and gender-based violence in the media, among friends. And the realities of what faces women when they come forward and disclose, I think that's really important. And the victim blaming that goes on and having honest discussions and challenging people and within our own friendship networks and our colleagues as well.
Marion Harkin, I know that's something you agree with. We see the USI, the Union of Students in Ireland, saying they actually think the numbers could be higher due to a reluctance to report. And you believe these figures raise serious questions?
They absolutely do. And while I think smartphones play a role, I mean, one of the figures there shows that 20% of adults experienced sexual violence as a child. So, I mean, that's at least 10, 20, 30 years ago. So, you know, we can't blame all of it on our smartphones. And I agree with that this is endemic. And I think we need to look at what Safe Ireland said, because they're an organisation who are at the forefront of domestic violence. They know what's happening. And they said, we have to move way beyond awareness. We need to have a significant cultural transformation in attitudes and behaviours underpinning violence. And we need to address the root causes of violence against women. And it's right, it's not just about the government. It's about all of society. It's about the judiciary, the media. It's about local community groups. This is endemic. And while, and I read a lot of the survey, the definition of sexual violence, you know, was quite broad. But nonetheless, violence is not just a physical force. Violence is something that has a very powerful or marked effect on someone and affects their lives. So when you take all of that into consideration, we see that it's not just about hitting somebody or being violent in a physical way. It's about really negatively impacting their lives. And it is endemic, and we need to look at it honestly as a society.
Deputy, it was touched upon there as well, the issue of refuges, and the government is insisted it's making strides in this area. But I know in Sligo, it is a refuge black spot, is it not?
Yes, it is. And at least we took the first step, or Sligo County Council did in recent days, where they passed a motion to set up a working group we have no refuge in Sligo, Leitrim, Donegal, and this working group will start, I hope, with representatives from Leitrim as well in the very near future to plan. The government have said the funding and the money is there. This has taken far too long. We've been talking about this forever and a day. But look, when the first step is taken, then you have to welcome that, and then you have to push it with all your might. But it is important to say that a refuge is only one piece in the jigsaw. It's hugely important for those who need it when they need it. They need a safe place.
We touched upon it last night, but I just wanted to mention something else that we mentioned, the younger generation. Before we move on, I want to touch upon events in Navan. The Taoiseach to Micheál Martin telling the Dáil earlier how the country was sickened and disturbed by what he said was a very shocking attack, and the government reaching out to the young man's family at the centre of the video, or the incident rather. I know a Garda investigation underway, but in general, what is your reaction to that, Lorraine Clifford Lee?
You know, I'm really just still so shocked after witnessing that. And what really was shocking was there was a huge gang of people there and it was filmed, and that compounded the injustice and the attack on that young man. And I wish him all the best. But we really need to make sure every school have very robust anti-bullying policies.
Gary Gannon,
The attack on the 14-year-old child has absolutely torn my stomach. I noted a figure today from Belong To that said 77% of young LGBTQI students don't feel safe in schools. Yeah. That was in 2022. We need to ensure that we create a society
we're still not fully sure precisely on the motive of the incident here, but the social media companies are under scrutiny as well. Would you want them to do more?
Yes, I absolutely would want them to do more. If a video goes up that is them capture somebody in extreme pain, that needs to be taken down quickly in any situation. Social media companies have to act faster. I just released a figure from Belong To. The figure was from a report that Belong To carried out in 22.
Okay. And of course, those comments from the Taoiseach of the Tánaiste wishing that young man well.